Blog Talk Radio.
Now, life is
Barney, I'm screwed. I'll...
You know there's more to this world than what you're told. Paranormal phenomenon. Supernatural forces. Government conspiracies. Alien visitors. Step out of the world you see. Open up your mind. And get ready for another round of strange at the Supernatural Radio Show with Corrine DeWinter and Nino Del Padre. Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. Listen up, world. Here's Corrine and Nino.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Supernatural Radio Show. And tonight, our guest is Yvette Scott. Yvette has been an amazing, not only an amazing friend, but the go-to girl when you need answers. She's just absolutely amazing. Yvette has agreed to help me with this. I am trying to keep my dad away from having to go to a nursing home. He has Alzheimer's, and we are looking for any donation that you can offer us, you guys. And in that way, it's not just you donating, it's you getting a reading from Yvette for almost 75% off her normal rate. She will do a 30-minute reading for $25, but that's only if you sign up tonight, and that is in effect until midnight tonight, Eastern Standard Time. The way to pay is to go to smallworldfund.com and press any of the buttons that say donate, make a donation there on every single page on smallworldfund.com. And make that $25 donation. And when you do, Yvette will contact you, or you can email Yvette at the email address that is listed on the show page. This is very important to me. And, you know, Yvette is giving her time. I'm giving my time, and so is Chris, who's helping out tonight. And it's just very important to me right now. So I hope that anyone that can help will help. Besides that, it's just to get a full reading from Yvette is necessary, because she can tell you a few things, but really you want to get a full reading. She's like phenomenal, but you'll see as the show goes on. So anyone that can help, please do. And go to smallworldfund.com. Even if you don't want to get a reading from Yvette for the $25 for 30 minutes, there are many things that you can purchase at the website or just donate straight out. So anyways, I appreciate it, and we will bring on the lovely Yvette right now. Hello,
hello.
Yvette. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh,
and I just want to say about you know, if it, about the donation, it is so, Alzheimer's affects so many people, and it doesn't just affect the person who has Alzheimer's. It also affects the families. My first husband's dad had Alzheimer's, and his, just to watch, you know, this healthy, vibrant man sort of waste away was very, was almost impossible to watch for my husband and for his wife. And so I know what you're going through and how difficult it must be for you. It makes me sad. And I wish there was something I could do, but I can't. And so just if you know anybody that's ever had Alzheimer's or ever had, you know, or if you a friend that has Alzheimer's, just to donate to this, because it's such a hard thing to have to put your, you know, your relative, your loved one into a place where you're not sure where they're going to be taken care of properly. So, and I'm willing, you know, like I said, to do the 30-minute reading for a donation. All of the donations, of course, will go to your fund. So I just hope that you can, if you can do something, it would be so helpful. And Corrine, you do so much for everyone else, you know, so.
Yeah, thank you, Yvette, very much. I mean, I just, you know, I love you, and it just, I have gotten so many great responses from people over going through this for the last 6 years with my dad. I mean, you really understand what's important in life and what isn't. And I just, you know, I'm very thankful for everybody and that has helped out. But anyways, I don't want to ramble on, you guys. I'm sorry. All right, so, you know, me and Yvette were talking. Also, wait a minute. Here's some really great news. Yvette is engaged to be married.
Yes.
So
yes,
tell us.
I am engaged to be married. That is pretty cool. I'm pretty excited, and I didn't think it was going to happen, but it did. So, yay.
Mm-hmm. So, I hope you don't mind me saying this, Yvette, but so Yvette was thinking of this dress for the wedding, and she wants to have it on June 21st, which is Midsummer's Night Eve, you know? Or not Eve, but it's Midsummer's Night is the day. It's also the summer solstice. So I think that would be perfect. And she would like to get this dress that is, it's just the coolest, like, blue. It's almost like a night sky blue, Yvette.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Blue, I think it's called. Midnight Blue is what it's called.
Okay.
I believe.
Okay. Jeez. Midsummer's Night Blue, right? So I think it would be so cool. And so I hope that I can actually make it to the wedding. And that would be, you know, fantastic if I could. But anyway, so I think that's like such great news. So. And then also me and Yvette were talking about, you know, we've talked about this a little bit here and there, embracing your dark side or shadow side. And,
You know, I think we all, you know, most people that do spiritual work, you know, and or, you know, that are on a spiritual path, we spend so much time, we want to be good. We want to do our, you know, do everything right, and we want to be a good girl. You know, I know when I was growing up, I just wanted to be a good girl and to do the right thing, and I still have that desire. But what it does is when I do something that's maybe, or have certain feelings, I guess, it makes me feel guilty for having certain feelings when they're really justified. So if somebody does something naughty or bad to you, you know, you think, well, the good girl reaction would be to just, you know, let it go and let it be and, you know, just support that person on it's their path and all that. And I think times that there are, that's appropriate. But there's also times when you should be able to express yourself. And you should be able to call people out on without feeling this horrendous guilt. And you really cannot be light without, you can't have light without shadow. In fact, light creates shadow. And so we have to understand that we have this side to us that that we need to express also and not suppress it. Because, and I'm not saying just go full force out and do bad stuff. You know, I'm not giving you permission to do that, but I just think we should be a little gentler with ourselves when we have these reactions to situations that we, you know, that aren't so nice, and we should be able to express ourselves without somebody telling us or ourselves telling us that, no, you shouldn't have those kind of thoughts. So just that kind
All right.
of thing.
Yeah, I mean, because obviously we meet plenty of challenges throughout the day and, you know, with different people or situations, and it's really only human to get impatient, frustrated, and angry. So,
well, yeah, especially if there's something that is legitimately being done that is harmful to other people by someone else, you know, for you just to let that roll off your back or to just shove it aside and say, it's okay, it's just their path. Sometimes people need to be called out on their crap. You know, sometimes you need to say to them, this is unacceptable behavior, much in the same way you would treat a child who was doing something they weren't supposed to be doing, you know, because sometimes those people need, and if you're not going to stand up and speak out, who is, you know, who is going to stand up and speak out?
Exactly, exactly.
So I think we hear this voice in our head that says, you know, well, you just need to be a nice person and a good girl, and, you know, and of course that's what we want to, how we want to live our life. Well, we wouldn't be on this spiritual path, but then there's times when we need to say, well, wait a minute, you know, I'm going to take my bad self and get down with it, you know?
Get down.
Get down with it. Get down with your bad
self. Get down and then get back up. I don't know why. Am I the only one in the chat room? I don't know why I'm seeing I'm the only one here. I'm not sure. Maybe I am the only one here in the chat.
Oh, no, there's several. There's several people here. I don't even see you here, actually. I think you might be in a different chat room.
I guess so. Shit. What do I do now?
I'm not sure. I have enough trouble trying to run the switchboard or the studio thing when I'm doing it, so it drives me crazy to try to do it all. I'm not good at multitasking, and is anybody really good at multitasking? I mean, we only can complete one thing at a time. You can only focus on one thing, so is that, I think that's a fallacy. I like to tell myself.
I'm good at it.
Okay, Chris, why can't I see the chat room?
Because you didn't open your eyes or you didn't open the chat room.
I did. It's on flash chat right now.
I don't see you in the chat room, so that means you must not maybe refresh it or something.
If I refresh, I'm afraid to lose the whole thing, though. You know what I mean?
Well, you can't. Not, no harm can come. No harm can come. Auntie Chris is here.
Okay.
Go ahead, little birdie, fly.
Hey, and I wanted
to push you out of the nest.
Like, I just want to say, since I barged in here, you know, I wanted to say that Corrine is somebody that is a very giving and charitable person. And Corrine is the first person to give to anybody, anybody's issue who needs help. And now, I of course, have my own show on Blog Talk Radio, and I screen calls for many other shows on Blog Talk Radio. And therefore, I know who's calling. And, you know, I know a lot of the callers are people that get a lot of readings on Blog Talk Radio for free. And so I'm just trying to say that, you know, for $25 or whatever you can afford, there's also, like Green said, there's items that you can, if you don't feel like you can just, like, donate a little bit of money to somebody to help them, and you got to get something for your money, you know, that's where you can get a half-hour reading for $25 from Yvette, or there's items that can be purchased, jewelry and other kinds of items like this. You know, and I'm just trying to say that, you know, for the number of peoples that that get free readings day in and day out on Blog Talk Radio, you know, it's not too much to ask, really. And so please do help if you can. Corrine is the first person to open her purse to help anybody else out there. So having said that, I will go back and continue multitasking.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Thank you very much. Yeah, there's a million ways to donate to me, really. You can go buy Purple Plates at purpleplates.com. And, you know, anyways, whatever. Okay, so you guys, enough, all right? I'm sorry. Okay, so we're going to bring, are we finished talking about the dark side? Because we could go on forever about this, you know? I mean, really.
Yeah, no, I'm done. We can start readings if we've got a lot of people waiting. I do want to say, because I ran into an issue today when I did a show, there's a certain amount of responsibility That I have as a reader when I'm reading someone, and I take it very seriously. I always want to give the best information possible. But there's also a certain amount of responsibility that people have when they get a reading. And part of that is to understand what type of reader you're calling in with your question for. I'm the type of reader who reads the energy. I connect with your energy, and I read the energy that is around you right at that very moment. I don't fortune tell. I can't tell you what's going to happen in the future. It's just not the way I do things. There are other readers who do that, and that's cool, but it's just not my thing. So I will be reading a snapshot of the energy that's around you. I like to have a question if you have one. I gladly accept questions if you have one, or either way, it doesn't really matter. But I don't mind any kind of question. I just want to be clear on how I'm going to be doing my readings, and also to be clear that there are many, many different styles.
Yeah, but, you know, I find that when you know, I know you're saying, like, you're not going to tell the future. Lots of times I've gotten readings from you, Yvette, has entailed the future. You're telling me what's going on and, you know, with my situation right now, but you're also, I find, telling me how it's going to play out. If I do this, this, and that. So, I mean, it's very helpful.
Yeah, and that is a connection that I can make with you because our energy has connected before. And I do have some premonition abilities and some ability to kind of see where your path is going. But usually that's after I've done a couple of readings for you and I kind of have a sense of your energy and there's not that need to spend so much time connecting, basically. So, but yeah, I mean, I have those abilities. I just don't like to do them quickly over the radio, you know. It's just too much of a responsibility because I want to be very accurate with what I say.
Right, right.
You know, I feel the same sense of responsibility for everyone that I read. So,
of course, yeah, and that's why it's also a good idea to get the 30-minute reading from Yvette, because she can explore more things for you, for your issue or your problem or whatever.
Well, the connection is so much better. You know, the connection is so much better because I am totally focused in on you. There's a lot of energy. Just coming out of the chat room, you can feel a lot of energy if your energy's, you know, sensitive. And the callers that are waiting online, their energies are kind of bouncing around, and it gets a little chaotic. But to have a one-on-one reading is very, you know, it's just I focus right in on your energy, and you can open easier to me. You know, it's not everybody wants their business aired on the radio.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So you can ask, you know, more intimate questions and stuff like that. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're not even going to go into the embracing our dark side with the troublesome callers that some of us have encountered. Frankly, you're getting a freaking free reading. Shut the hell up if you don't like it, okay? No, seriously, you guys, just some, you know, not no one here. I'm not cracking on anyone that's here tonight in the you know, waiting for a reading at all. But I have encountered other people who shall remain nameless that have just been so nasty, and it's just uncalled for, and you know. So, anyways,
my grandma always said there's no excuse for being impolite. So let's keep it polite.
Yeah, polite. Exactly. Okay, so first we're going to bring on, if you're ready, Yvette.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, we're going to bring on Kimberly, and she's at 256. Hello, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Kimberly. Okay. How are you doing?
Great.
Good.
How are you?
I am doing fine. Did you have a particular question?
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay. Just want to see what's going on?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I feel like you have been on a long journey, and you have finally gotten to the point where it's kind of all coming together for you. And also, that you've done some real seeking and some praying, and that your prayers have been heard. I don't know what's going on with your finances or your material life, but it feels to me like one of the lessons that you've learned is not only is it okay to give, but it's also okay to receive. And it's a victory for you to actually have learned that lesson. A lot of people go through life, and they're very generous with themselves, and they're, you know, they'll give the last, you know, the shirt off their back to people. But part of it, of learning and understanding the relationship between giving, is also understanding that it's okay to receive from other people sometimes. So I feel like you're a very generous person, but you've also learned recently that it's okay to receive, and that's a wonderful position for you to be in. And I do feel like that you know, sometimes either at night or, you know, when you're driving in your car, that you pray and that you ask for help, and you have been asking for a specific thing also, and that you that your prayers are being heard. Just know that your prayers are being heard by whatever your spiritual, you know, belief is. If you believe in God or the angels or higher powers or whatever it is, you're being heard. And then I don't know if you have been involved in some gatherings lately of people and friends and family and stuff, or if you're going to be soon. That's on your mind for some reason. So does that help you make a specific question?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
All right. So tell me what your specific question is. What is it that's on your mind? Because it feels like there's something on your mind. You just don't want to ask.
Okay. You know, after so long, you just don't want to ask about anything anymore. And,
yeah.
You know, you just listen to what Spirit is saying. You know, I because the only thing that's really been on my mind is finding a place to live. I mean, I'm staying somewhere temporarily, and I know it's time to move out and go on my own. And I'm also venturing out to school. But other than that, the other stuff.
Do you feel like the place that you're living right now? Do you feel pressure to move from there?
No.
Is it internal pressure, your own pressure that you're putting on yourself?
It's not real pressure. It's just,
yeah.
I know I'm going to have to do it, and I've just been thinking about it. I'm not pressured, so.
Yeah, you're not pressured. Because I think that's part of what I was talking about with the receiving, too, that
mm-hmm.
it's okay. You know, you would rather be the person providing the place to live to somebody who needed it rather than taking the place. You
right.
know, that somebody's trying to give to you. So you have to understand that people, you know, by allowing them to give to you, that actually provides them with a spiritual victory, you know, which is another way of helping them, which is what you would do if you were in the position to do that. So
right.
don't fret too much over that, you know. And I just feel like
okay.
there's going to be some, like, get-togethers or something, and you know, you're going to make, like, contacts, or there's just some family, good family times that are happening or will be happening very soon, because it's just right
okay.
there in your energy field. And I feel like you're at the end of a really long spiritual journey that you started maybe several years ago, and I just feel
mm-hmm.
like it's kind of come to a it was like climbing a mountain, and you've kind of arrived, and you know, it's just sort of, you're sort of waiting for the next new path, you know, to open itself up. And you're right, you know, you're right where you need to be, and you've done a really good job. So don't fret over it, okay?
Okay.
You know, so I feel like you're going to find your spot. But don't put any pressure on yourself to do it. They're not putting any
okay.
pressure on you. So it just let it happen, you know, let it happen. And receive what other people want to give to you. Because you, when you're in a different position than you are right now, you will give
mm-hmm.
back. You know, you will pay it forward.
Right.
You know,
right.
absolutely.
Right.
So don't be so hard on yourself about receiving. Because you're actually
okay.
helping them fulfill their spiritual purpose.
Oh.
When
okay.
you receive, it's actually a gift
okay.
to them. Okay?
That
kind of a
sense.
Different perspective.
Yeah, but it makes sense.
Yeah, because it's important to you. I know it's important to you to help people. So think of this as helping them fulfill their spiritual purpose.
Okay.
And then that takes a little of the pressure off you, and you can kind of relax into and enjoy some of those celebrations that I see around you. I mean, there's just some real family, friend, family time. And family doesn't necessarily need, mean blood all the time. You know, it can be people that you feel like are in your same family, you know, that are soul family or, you know, we might not get along with our real family, but we make a community of people who are like-minded with us, you know. So enjoy some of that.
Yeah, that's what I've, that's another thing that I've been praying about, because I'm in a place right now where I just moved and I need some friends.
Yeah, I feel like you are going to make them, and they're going to be different quality friends than what you've had before, just because you know more. You're not willing to settle so much for just mere companionship. You want somebody who understands you and has the same values, and this has been a long journey that you've taken to get to this point, and so it's just going to be different. And you know, those things, that those little petty things that happen with your other friendships before are not going to it's not going to happen to you this time, because you're going to pick and choose quality, you know, rather than quantity.
Okay.
We have to, like, move along. But thank you, Kimberly.
Right.
And consider getting a full reading from Yvette, too, you know?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kimberly.
All right. Thank you.
Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off,
Yvette.
No,
you have to interrupt me, because I get all caught up in the reading and walking through the cards, and I forget what I'm doing.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to have to do like Chris does, have a little bell or something, like, you know, buzzer.
A little sound effect. Like they do at the Oscars.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, next up, Trudy. Trudy.
Yes. Hi, how are
you
doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Trudy.
I'm doing
how
great.
How are you doing?
How about you?
I'm
wonderful.
Doing just
great. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Do you have a question?
No. I would like it if you can connect to me and see what you're picking up, just like the previous caller.
All right.
Great job.
Well, I see some people around you, and I'm not sure who these people are, but I see a man, and I see a woman. And they're kind of separated a little bit by a couple of things. And I also see either you need to take a rest or you're in the midst of taking a rest. So I'm not exactly sure which it is. But if you're not resting right now, there's a real and I hate to use the word warning because it freaks people out, but it's not really a warning. It's just, you know, just a little kind of note that you need to take note of in the cards that say that you need to rest. And if you are resting right now, then you're doing the right thing and it won't last forever.
Okay, that's good to know.
So does that help you formulate maybe a more specific question?
A little bit. Well, I think the two people might be parents who are visiting me, so... Could be possible.
Your parents, yeah. Well, they are a couple. I mean, they are a couple, but they're a little bit celebrated or separated, a little bit by I'm not sure what. You know, I don't know if they're just, you know, like physically. I don't know if it's a physical separation or what it is, but it's just there seems to be a separation. And I don't know. Did you want to ask a more specific question?
Yes. What are you picking up in terms of career?
Well, I think that what you've been doing and what you've done for many years, you have pretty much mastered, and you're pretty good at it. And I think it's maybe time to look, not to change careers necessarily. I don't really feel that, but I feel like you may want to go to school, or you may want to. There may be something in the works for you, as far as learning something a little bit different. You're really good at what you do when you do it, you know. And I just feel I don't know if there was a major life transformation as far as your job or something that happened that was really major.
A year and a half ago I moved, and about a year ago I'm doing a rotation program that's going to end in June.
Yeah,
so,
and it's going to be a complete, and it's just going to change your life. It's everything is that you know is kind of going to be different, you know. So you've been fairly solid, have you?
There have been some ups and downs a little bit, but, yeah, you know, overall it always turns out for the better, right?
Yeah, it does. And you were very, like I said, you're very good at what you do, and you've mastered it. And I don't know if you're thinking about going to school, but it looks to me like that would be a good option for you if, or maybe just to learn. You know, don't, when you get to be really good at something,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you kind of do it automatically, you know, where you don't really connect mm-hmm. with what you're doing. And it kind of becomes, it's kind of like, you know, like have you ever driven someplace and you look up and you don't even know how you got there, you don't remember because you did that automatic drive thing. And sometimes when mm-hmm. you're really good at something or you're working a job that you've done over and over again, that you kind of have that auto drive syndrome that kicks in. And so you don't, you know, so there's got to be something that kind of stimulates you again because you're really good. You know, so let yourself be led into something like that. It doesn't mean you actually have to physically go to school and learn something new or different, mm-hmm. but just maybe learn to be more present sometimes,
okay.
you know, with
okay.
what you're doing. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
No, you
and
too.
Okay, and congratulations, sorry, on your upcoming marriage. Sorry.
Thank you.
So, take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so next we have Keisha.
Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Hello. Hello. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, Keisha, you got a question?
Yes, I wanted to know, what did you see coming up for my love life?
For love life. So are you currently seeing someone right now?
I mean, I have a couple friends, you know.
I like the way you said that. A couple of friends.
Yeah.
I see a lot of focus in your life on family. And I don't know, do you have children?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Yeah, and you're very, I mean, it seems like your whole life kind of revolves around the kids and taking care of them. And as with any mother, I think, you know, pretty much every decision that you make is based on whether it's good for them or not, you know. And so that kind of puts you in a position of everything that you do, people that you bring into your life have to be weighed against that criteria, whether or not it's good for the children, and also the relationships. The one in particular that you had that was devastating in a way, that kind of took your breath away and knocked your feet out from underneath you, but you survived it. But it was a tough one. And so that makes you very logical and analytical about anybody that's in your life. And so at that point, it becomes difficult for people to get through to you. And maybe that's okay for right now. Because you don't want to waste your time and you don't want to bring into someone into your life that's not going to be who you think they are. You know, it's just like a lesson learned. You learn that lesson really well from your past. You know, and so you're not going to make that same mistake again. And so when you do have people in your life that you're interested in or that you think you might want to go further with, there's always that kind of analytical side of you that kind of kicks in and says, "Whoa, wait a minute," you know. And so you kind of pull back just a little bit. You're a good mom. You take good care of your family. Family is very important to you. And I don't think that having those kind of criteria in your life is a bad thing. Just don't wall yourself
don't
off
ruin
too
it
much.
For myself.
Don't what?
I said, so kind of like don't ruin it, because There might have been a couple people that might have been really good, but like you said, like, it goes
well, you're
back
guarded,
to
and you need to be guarded because of the kids.
Yep.
You need to be guarded not only
yep.
because of your own heart, which was, you know, ripped to shreds, but because of the kids and because of your, you know, your everything you do, every decision you make is based on whether or not this is good for your children. And that is a wonderful quality. And the right person will see that and respect it and celebrate it, you know. But then there is just a little bit of a warning, once again, to not be too logical about it, you know.
Yes, yes.
Don't lower your standards, but just make sure that you're not dismissing someone because of something that you can compromise on, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If that makes sense.
You are good. You're good.
Keisha, you should get a reading from her. You should get a full reading from her.
I will.
Yeah. Just know that you're not going to have to face anything or go through anything else that is that you haven't gone through before. You're not the same person you were before you went through what you went through.
Yeah.
You know, you have to learn to trust yourself, your intuition, your instincts, and everything. You know, your mind, which is very logical, will talk you out of what your heart knows to be true. So don't let that happen. Keep your standards, keep your criteria as high as it is right now, but just don't let your mind talk you out of something that your gut's telling you is good.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And how do I get in touch with you?
You can, if you will, I have a website I have a website and I also have an email address. And if you want to donate to Corrine's dad, if you do it through the small fund, she'll let me know. And I assume that you use your email there, or you can message me with your email, and I'll be glad to set up an appointment to give you a reading.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, because if you do it tonight, Keisha, it's only $25. And all you have to do is go to smallworldfund.com and press the donation button. Yeah. Small World Fund.
If when they do that, will that give you their email address, or do they need to also email me and you let me know that they've donated?
Actually, that will tell me. That will tell me their email address, and you can also include a note saying this is for a reading with Yvette. And so Yvette can do it in the next few days, even if you need it soon.
Yeah. Oh
no,
it'll be a really quick turnaround. Really quick turnaround. So you won't have to wait for a long time.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank
you. All right.
You
good luck to you.
Okay.
Thanks, Keisha.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And next we have the wondrous, the genius, Anna Sanchez. Hello,
Anna. Man, there is nothing like having your friends go smoke up your ass, let me tell you.
No shit, right?
First of all, I think it's a tremendous, you know, thing that what Yvette is doing, and $25. And I've said to you before, and I just want to go on record again, you know, I charge $250 for a first look at a chart, but because it's very time-consuming to do a chart. And I've told you, anybody who does a donation of $100 or more, because I still have to spend like 3 hours looking at their chart before I even talk to them, anybody who does that, they can get that full reading from me.
Yeah,
and I think
and
it's wonderful
fantastic.
That your friends have gathered together to do this for you, because you certainly deserve it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you. I'm trying so freaking hard. And, I mean, like I said, I mean, I just can't believe the amazing people like you, Anna, like Yvette, like just Chris, everybody that has come to help. It's just, I will never, ever forget all the good things that you guys have done for me. I will never never forget it. It taught me so much about love and just everything. And, what a journey. But, anyways.
Yeah,
so
but, you know, Corrine, you've been helping people, and it's Chris said it at the beginning of the show. She said, you know, you're always there for other people. You've been through this a lot. There's absolutely, and then the show started with Yvette talking about, you know, that flow of energy, about the giving and the receiving. And
yeah.
And it's important to keep, if you want to keep that circular flow of energy actually going,
mm-hmm.
you have to be willing to give as well as receive. You can't cut either end of it off.
I agree. Actually, that's a really great point, Anna, you know?
Yep.
It's like, why wouldn't people want to give something in return for something? Why wouldn't you want to do that, you know? Even if people are simply sending prayers, you know, that is great. That is great. Just, you know, you should want
to. The prayers
want
are great, but you also need the money to keep your dad where he's at, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for prayers. Don't get me wrong.
Listen, if we could walk into places, and, you know, I don't want to say that there's trillions or billions of us, but there are many people on this planet that if they could walk into places and say, you know what, I gave a bunch of readings today, I helped some poor people move, I gave furniture away that I really kind of needed myself, but they needed it more than I did. I just want to hop in here and get some groceries for myself. That's all right. If we went back to the barter system, it would be different. But we all need money to survive. It costs money to do these shows. It costs money to pay for gas. I heard recently, I don't drink or eat like dairy. Somebody told me that a gallon of milk is over $7. You know, and people get these readings, and they don't understand what it takes for a reader in terms of the energy that they're putting out there, what they take in, because on some level, any really good reader has to be empathic, which means that they're reading your energy, but they're also taking on some of your energy, and there has to be the cleansing, and there is this giving. And I know what Chris was saying at the beginning of the show about, you know, the people that are psychic shoppers and hopping, and they got to get a reading from everybody, and they're right, but it's important to know, too, that in a live radio show, a reader is reading with their hands tied behind their back. Just because somebody doesn't mention something on the air doesn't mean they didn't see it. It means
right.
that they use their discretion and their discernment to not get into something so intensely personal or private. That even though that's what you may have wanted to hear about, the reader's decision, this is not the place or the time. So I encourage people to get private readings. And I'm not talking about from me. I'm talking about from anybody that's a good reader. If you've called up and you've gotten a good private, you've gotten a good on-the-air reading and you know that they hit the nail on the head, take the time, spend the money. And if you're telling me you don't have the money, maybe you need to not go out for cocktails. Maybe you need to not buy those shoes. Because if you're buying those shoes and buying those cocktails, you can certainly pay a reader who's given you something.
Right. I don't mean to laugh, Anna, but it's like whenever I hear you go on a rant, it does crack me up. You know what I mean? But it's absolutely true, you know?
Well, let me jump off my soapbox. Now I need a reading, all right, Dana?
Okay.
Do you have a specific question?
Oh, so many of that. So many.
Well, let me tell you what I threw down and what I feel around you right now. I feel like you are on the beginning of something big for you. You've been on a journey. That's kind of culminated for you, and now you're starting again. And, you know, it's a grand adventure. It's very magnificent is the feeling that I feel that's kind of, you know, that you're about to embark on. And you're a little, maybe not confused is the right word, but just a little, I'm not sure where I'm supposed to go with this. And there's a little bit of... you're only limiting yourself, you know. No, there is the universe is not limiting you. So that's the only warning that I see with that is don't limit yourself. Dream big. Dream bigger than you could even imagine. And at a point in your spirituality, it feels like to me that it's kind of a point where it's a little hard to push through sometimes. I don't know exactly what that means to you, but it just feels like, but just don't stop. Keep going. And then also something about your life that you've kind of decided to see it a different way, maybe thinking outside the box or flipping yourself 180 degrees and looking at something, a situation. And it feels to me like you've finally gotten to that point where you can actually do that and see things differently than you have seen them before. And that is an awesome place to be, because not all of us make it there so easily, you know. And I'm not saying it's been easy for you, but it's kind of good to finally be there. Does that make any sense?
It actually makes a lot of sense. I mean, I've been thinking out of the box for so long, I don't even know where the box is anymore.
Yeah, but this is a little, I mean, this is a little different, and you're only, the only limits that you have on this magnificent thing that you're, this journey that you're about to embark on, you know, you've been on some really cool journeys, and you've, over the years, and you've made some really cool things happen for you in your life, but this one feels different. It feels bigger, and it feels like the only thing that's going to limit you would be yourself. You holding on to thinking that those thought patterns that I can't do this, or you know, no, there is no limit to it. Don't limit yourself, and see that perspective 180 degrees.
Yeah, let me validate what you've said. And
okay.
Let me tell you something. And anybody who knows me, they know I am the first person to say that a bunch of BTR readers are full of shit, okay? And that's why I don't call a lot of shows, and that's why I don't promote readers. And Corrine will tell you, I will ask her, before when I see the links about so-and-so, I will ask the people that I trust on BTR, is this worth my time? Should I even go, like, support this show or listen to the show, or is this a waste of time? So to validate it, I've been sick for 10 years.
Yeah.
And this has been this, like, slippery slope. And I used to be this healthy, fiercely, like, healthy, fit, strong person. And I've been going through dealing with doctors, and every doctor wants to send me, you know, somewhere else and more tests and more this and more that. And I sat this week, and more than anything else, what I need is I need treatment. I need for treatment to begin right away, because my health is deteriorating. I have less strength, less everything. Anyway, I bypassed a lot of things. I said, forget this, with the doctors this week. I got in touch with the microbiologist and epidemiologist at Jackson Memorial, and I spoke to these guys, because this is where everything gets sent when the doctors can't figure things out. And I ran through a list of everything that's happened to me health-wise in the last 10 years, including my allergies. And what the epidemiologist and microbiologist said to me is, they said, listen, forget all this other crap. Forget doing that. This is what you need to do. Get yourself to a toxicologist. Give them a blood sample. And could you imagine that 10 years I've been sick and this is what they need to properly diagnose me? All you need is a blood sample, a urine sample, and a hair sample. That's it. I have had scans. I have had procedures. I don't even want to get into it because there are other people waiting. So I just wanted to validate that the thinking out of the box was, instead of waiting and going to see these doctors, and that my big journey and my big hope and this big magnificent thing that, you know, is coming up, I'm moving tomorrow. So tomorrow and the next day I'm going to be moving. But the other thing is that I'm going to be able to begin a treatment plan and get my health back. And having my health back and you know, getting my health back and getting my health restored and being able to process this. And this is another thing, because I am very empathic, even though I'm an astrologer. For all of the cleanings and everything that I've done, I suffer from something called heavy metal toxicity.
Yeah.
So if all you people that are sucking, literally sucking the lives out of readers out here, every time you have all your crap that's going on in your life, you think you hang up the phone and we're done with it. No, we're not done with it. And in my particular case, clearly I have failed in some way to be able to cleanse myself. I'm literally suffering from being poisoned. poison.
Wait a minute. Anna. Did you do a char on Ozzy Osbourne? Is that why you have heavy metal poison? I don't mean to make fun of it.
That's funny.
Well, no, and I'll tell you what. You need to write down your journey because there's other people out there suffering the way that you have, and people need to know that, so you need to get it out publicly. Not just necessarily write your memoirs of your journey, but actually in public forum, you need to actually state this because there'll be people looking, they'll say, what's wrong with me? I have these symptoms and everything. And, you know, instead of them having to suffer for 10 years, maybe they could get that one toxicology thing way ahead of time. And then also forgive your body. Forgive your body because you kind of have blamed it a little bit, felt like it was less than perfect. Forgive your body so that your body knows you love it again and that you can help with the healing. It will help, you know. I know, have you seen those experiments where they, you know, talk bad to the water or whatever, or talk bad to the rice in, you know, in the jars and talked good to one jar and talked bad to the other, you know, talk to your body nicely.
I absolutely you're saying, and you're right about that. And I was all along, even before you said anything, one of the many things that I spoke about all week long during my dealing with everyone is I said, look, guys, there are a lot of people being diagnosed with fibromyalgia, neuropathies, all of these miscellaneous sort of, we have no explanation, so let's just dump it together. When it's this, and Kareen, okay, your father has Alzheimer's?
Yeah.
For all you know, that could have been brought on by diet and many of these things, because one of the things that I'm noticing and the thing that has scared me the most is I am losing my mental faculties. I used to have an eidetic memory. I could recite chapter and verse of something. Now I'm like, oh, somebody once said, I'm lucky if I can remember the saying. I used to be able to, I could run through almost every Shakespeare play and poem. I could run through I don't know how many different poets by memory. And when my memory started slipping, my memory was like, you know what, you find excuses for it. But when your body starts to fall apart. So this is, and a lot of this is people have allergies and mineral issues and things like that, and this is how it ends up. And if they can clean their systems out, you can restore some of your health. In some cases, maybe not 100%, but in others. So I had absolutely every intention of documenting it. Not that I want to be, you know, the poster girl for metal toxicity, but definitely people need to know. Nobody should have to get this sick before they get a proper diagnosis.
No, and that's not why you'll document. You'll document it because you don't want anybody to have to go through what you've done.
Yeah.
If you can save them just a tenth of what you've gone through, then that will be that'll be amazing for them. And I keep hearing the word chelating, you know?
Yes,
so.
Yes. We're talking about chelation, but we're not 100% sure this is a good idea. But for anybody out there who's dealing with doctors, and Kareen, you deal with doctors because of your father, do you know the difference between God and a doctor?
What?
God knows he's not a doctor.
Yeah. I agree. Be proactive in your health care, people. You ask questions. Yeah. They're not, those doctors,
and
they are not God.
And disagree with them. When something doesn't sound right, especially you, Kareen, who's dealing with
doctors. Oh, I know. I don't even go see my neurologist anymore. And
you do.
Like, I don't know.
You know, and
you know.
Google. Dr. Google is great.
And
get as much information about your condition as you can.
Mm-hmm. Wikipedia is not a viable source. If you're looking to do research and find things out, WebMD is kind of okay. Try to look, you know, if you want to say that this is a valid source of research, try to make sure that it's coming from some university or some study, not some sales study, some study where the website that you're getting it from is a university or it's a major research division of something. Make sure that it's not a sales thing. You know, Wikipedia, and I say this all the time, Wikipedia, and I was a researcher for years, is not a valid source of information.
Yeah,
and
we
you
know
may
that.
Have to see 20,000 pages to find one little kernel of something. But in the end, it ends up worth it. All right, I need to let you guys go. And Yvette, thank you so much. You were right on.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate it.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Anna.
Okay, whenever you need a free astrology reading, you let me know of that.
Okay.
Okay, have a good night, Anna.
Thank you.
Okay, and next we have Angie.
Okay,
hello,
cool.
Angie.
Hi, guys.
How's it
going?
Hi.
It's going okay. How's it going with you guys tonight?
Okay.
Spectacular.
I know that.
Do you have a question, Angie?
Yeah, I'm wondering what you see going on between me and my ex-boyfriend, if we're going to work things out or if we're done. I know they say exes are an ex for a reason, but I just can't get him out of my heart. Like, I love him to death, and I'm just wondering what's going to happen with us.
Let me tell you a little story, Angie, while Yvette's, like, determining what's going to happen. So, like, my ex, the ex now, has been mm-hmm. my ex probably, Jesus, how many times? 15?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess.
I'm on, like, 3 or 4 with this guy.
Yeah, I hear you, sister. Believe me. So the thing is this, Angie. Well, I don't know what Yvette's going to say. Let's see what Yvette says. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead. You go ahead, and then I'll
tell you
what
I think. Do you need his name? Are you?
No,
okay.
I don't need. I won't be reading his energy anyway. But I just let Corinne finish her thought.
No, Angie, I'm just saying. Like sometimes, I mean, we can't expect a perfect guy. However, if the minuses of him outweigh the good parts of him, do they?
Sometimes, but then other times not. It's
I
very
know,
confusing.
Yeah, right, I know. Yeah, you know, I guess it's like whatever we're willing to put up with, right? I don't know, you know, how much
uh-huh.
we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that kind of goes along with what I see. I see that when you go out with friends and stuff and because you are still, I almost feel like you're weighting yourself down with these feelings for him, that you're not seeing the goodness that is around you, and that can be an issue. You can manifest whatever you want. If you want him, you can have him. But like you said, exes are ex. I mean, you preface it with exes are exes for a reason, and. You have to really know what you want from life. And it's been okay to just kind of go along and have this on-again, off-again situation. It's been okay for you to do that. But you're getting to a point right now where you really want more from life, and you kind of want to change that pattern for yourself. And he's got a lot of stuff, just from what I'm seeing in your energy about him, he's got a lot mm-hmm. of stuff going on that you have no control over and you can't fix for him or do for him or make it happen for him. And so it puts you kind of in a helpless position, and it kind of burdens you down, and you're too young and you're too vibrant to be burdened down with it. You know, it's mm-hmm. not your stuff. It's not your baggage. Yeah. You shouldn't have to be dealing with it. You should be having fun and finding that. I mean, you're getting to a point in your life where you really want what you know you can have, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I mean, I try that, and I try to, like, move on from him, but, like, my heart tells me one thing, and my head's, like, fighting. It's like this tug-of-war game that's going on between my heart and my head, and I'm just, like... Oh.
Well, and I can understand that, and that's a tough position to be in. And you will, when you're ready to completely sever the ties, that will happen. And you can just ask for help from the higher source, your higher source, whatever it is, God, the angels, whatever you believe mm-hmm. in. You know, you can ask for help, and they will help you with that. It's not an easy thing to do, and it's not something you're going to do lightly. But in the meantime, one of the things you can ask for is to please, you know, to say something like, please help me not to miss somebody because I am involved in this, you know? Please help
yeah.
me not to miss an opportunity or someone who is going to fulfill me in a different way, you know, because I'm clinging too hard to this. Or please help me release this, you know, It doesn't have to be the end of your relationship with him, but let me release my dependency on this relationship, you know.
My thing is, though, is if I release too hard and then he comes back, I'm going to be moved on and it's just going to be bad. And then I'm going to be, like, in this other tug-of-war between him and someone else when I love him to death, but I start getting feelings for someone else, you know. That's, like, just
yeah.
Very
well, like I said, you have the power to manifest this in any way that you want to. Just be really sure that you want to wait for this, you know, before you actually do it. Because you can do it. I mean, you can stay with this relationship, keep yourself from exploring any other alternatives, and you can invest time and effort into this, and it may work out, but it may not. And so, you know, just decide for yourself. Spend some time with yourself. Say, what is it I really want from life? And think in the future terms, not just necessarily right at this very moment. But think about how you want to feel. Visualize how you want your life to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now. How do you feel when you come home from work or whatever? Do you have children? How do you feel about the person who is your companion? You know, is it an easy, comfortable relationship, or is it this relationship filled with crazy ups and crazy downs? Do you still want that, you know, 10 years from now? You know?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah,
you do.
It's just your personality. What are you willing to put up with? What are you willing to, you know, really get real with yourself and think about what am I willing, you know, you can have what you want. You can have this guy. You can wait on him to get through his stuff. He's got a lot of crap going on, though. A lot of stuff that's out of your control and that you have to sit back and watch happen. And that is burdensome to you. You are such a happy, vibrant person. You have like wings. You're like a butterfly. You can fly, you know, and he kind of drags you back down sometimes.
He does. Because like right now, I haven't spoken to him since like the 4th of February, and I see him every day, and he doesn't like talk to me, and that just bugs me. I'm like, how can you not even hi to me? Like,
because he's got so much going on, and he pulls you down. Your natural inclination is to shine, and to you're very creative, and it's to fly. You're like a butterfly. You're just vibrant and beautiful and everything. And I'm not saying he's a Debbie Downer, but it's just his stuff. It's his baggage. That stuff pulls you down and keeps
it
you,
does,
you know.
Because I always worry about him. I'm like, what can I do to make his day better?
You have to become important to yourself. The most important relationship you will ever have is the one that you have with yourself.
Well, these past couple of weeks, I've been, like, spending a lot of time with myself trying to figure out what I do want. And I know, like, you probably don't see any of this, but my uncle, who was pretty much my father, died in May of 2012. And ever since my boyfriend had broke up with me, like, I feel him around me all the time. Like, he's in my dreams. Like, I felt him sitting behind me on my bed. I know he wasn't going to be there, but I turned around to look, and just to make sure. And ever since he broke up with me, like, I've been getting in tune with, like, who I am and what I want and opening up more, like, just to everything, trying to figure out what to do. And ever since I felt him behind me that day, like, I've been changing.
Well, he loves you so much, and it's so important to him that you understand that you are so much more than some of your relationships. You know, you're so much more than that. You are, I don't know if you want to have kids, but I feel like, you know, it's just you're going to be a great mom. You're going to be a great whatever your career is, whatever your creativity is. I mean, there's just so much, and he just wants to uplift you. And he is where he knows, or he can see the big picture. You know?
Yeah.
And even if he was absolutely your best support when he was alive, he is even more so now because he can see a bigger picture than he could even when he was alive. And so I feel like he's trying to, like, to pick you up and say, look what you can have. And, you know, you can have anything you dream of. It's the world is your oyster.
I'm definitely going to have a a session with you. I'm going to go donate right now so I can have time
with
you.
Oh, good, Angie. I was going
to
say.
There's things that you want to talk to you about. So I'm going to go do that.
Because you know what, Angie? Like, when I got some readings from Yvette in the first place, my mom passed away, and she actually was able to connect to my mom and stuff. So she's really fantastic at doing readings and helping you figure out what the hell is going on.
Because I need to figure out what's going on, and I kind of want to get deeper into the conversation about him with you. So
I really
need some private time. So I'm definitely going to go do that, like, as soon as
I thank
up.
You so much, and it's so helpful to Corina. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I will contact you very soon.
Okay, thank you. You guys have a good night, and thank you for reading for me. That
oh, no problem. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks,
bye-bye.
Angie. Bye-bye. Sweet girl.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got to, like, boogie a little bit. We got to boogie a little bit here, Yvette.
Okay, all right.
We have Keita.
Keita?
Okay. Keita.
Mm-hmm.
And Keita, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
How about 8857? Who's at 857?
I thought I just put them on.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, sometimes it could be someone else calling from that number, but so this number's been dropping about 4 times already tonight. It's been on and then dropped. 857, if you're muted, please unmute yourself. 857. Okay, they could be dialed into another show for all we know. You may as well just move on.
Yeah, forget them. Okay, so next we have Suzanne. Hello, Suzanne.
Hello. Hi.
How's it going?
Hi, how are you? Hello?
I'm fine. Do you have a question, Suzanne?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to see about relationships when you see one coming in, and that's about it.
Okay. So
did you donate tonight, Suzanne?
No, I did not. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Well, you are very...
I know you are. You like to.
I see that you are very... You live a lot in your mind. You know, your mental capacity is great. You are pretty quick-witted, you know, quick with learning stuff, and that you're very logical. And I don't see a relationship around you right at the very moment. And I don't do future, so I don't know when it might come. But I do know that you tend to maybe think an overanalyze situation. So if you do meet someone, you may tend to kind of almost put them under a microscope. And it may make them uncomfortable sometimes. So you're very curious about things, and I do see, like, some sort of major life trauma that did happen or maybe happening, but it's around. It's still in your energy, so it's either fresh or it's still affecting you and how you think about life. And I don't know if that's about specifically about relationships or not, but it just seems like it's kind of – It gave you a lot of agitation, as any kind of trauma would. And so I hate that for you, because I think that you, I hate to see that for anybody, you know, that they've gone through something that major in their life. So does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And it's given you a perspective about relationships that makes it difficult for you to open up, and makes it difficult for you to actually be in touch with how you truly feel sometimes. And that's something that I think a lot of us suffer from, especially when we've had this big of a deal happen, this big of a trauma in our life, in some area of our life. It becomes very difficult to let people know that we feel, or even to let our sometimes even to the point of not letting ourselves know how we truly feel, you know, not really understanding how we feel about something, because we tend to, like, wall that sort of part of us off because of what's happened to us before. Very common, very typical of a bad trauma. So with that being said, there's nothing wrong with you. You know, there's nothing wrong with feeling that way. It just tends to keep you separated from a relationship sometimes.
Okay.
Another thing you get caught up in, and I'm not sure if this is about particularly about relationships or if this is just about life in general, it feels like you have a situation where there's a lot of choices and it's very difficult to make one. And the trouble is you don't know how some of those choices are going to turn out. And so there's one or two ways of approaching that. You can either just close your eyes and choose, you know, throw a dart, whatever it hits, that's what you choose. Or you could not make a choice at all and spend all your time analyzing how each choice is going to end up further down the road, which paralyzes you. So there's going to have to be some movement there in whatever that situation is. And I don't know if that's romance or if that's career or what that point is where you have a lot of options to you.
Well, I'm working part-time and I'm hoping it goes full-time. Do you see that?
I see actual physical manifestation of money coming into your life. And it's around you right now, so you have the opportunity and perhaps the ability to pull that into you. I also see you with a spiritual opportunity, so I don't know if you're thinking about doing something or starting on a spiritual path or if you've been on a spiritual path and you're expanding it, but that I see that happening too. And I think there's something that you – there's a talent that you have or ability that you have that you tend to poo-poo. You know, you say, oh, no, I can't really do that.
Like what, though?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really get I just feel like it just feels like to me that there's something that you know that you tend to, because it's your nature to cut it off, you know, because it doesn't make perfectly good logical sense.
Yvette, speaking of cutting off, I have to cut you off right now because it's we have other callers. But thank you for calling, Suzanne.
You're welcome.
Have a good night. Okay, sorry.
Bye-bye.
We have other callers. Okay. So we have Risha next.
Okay.
Hi, Risha. Risha.
Hello?
No, Risha. 985. No, okay. Next we have Evie. I think it's Evie.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Evie?
Yes.
I like Evelyn.
Evie, Evelyn. Hi. I have a question regarding relationships. I met this man named, I couldn't even say his name right now, Richard, and him and I seem to be hitting it off. I think I'm trying to find excuses to, like, not be with him or not, you know, allow the relationship to go further because I'm scared. I've been hurt in the past, and I just want to know if you sense anything of, like, if this, I feel like he's trustworthy, but I'm not sure, and I'm just kind of finding reasons to, like, not continue.
I feel like you're trying to balance a couple of things. You know, I feel like there's a couple of things that you're trying to balance, and it's causing you to not maybe be as sharp about, you know, your feelings or your emotions as you normally would be. But you are super, super good at making whatever you want to happen. You know, and what's cool about that is you do things that you do in love, you know, with love. And that's because you could be the opposite. You could be able to be that powerful to make things happen and do it meanly, you know, I guess is the word. There's a decision you're going to have to make about something, and I'm not exactly sure what it is, but you've come to a place of peace in your own heart about it, but it's a false peace, and you're going to have to choose one way or the other. So I don't know if that has to do with, you know, your relationship with this guy, if, you know, you've kind of talked yourself out of it or talked yourself into it, and you're going to have to take a stand. You're going to have to make a choice. You're going to have to make a decision. You can't you can't ride the fence forever. It's a false,
And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm like,
You have the ability to create whatever you want to create out of this situation. You can do it, and you, as long as you do it, and maybe that's what the card that I'm seeing, as long as you do it with love for yourself and love for the situation, it's going to turn out the way that you want it to and the way that it should turn out. You know, but you're going to have to, you have to make a decision eventually. I mean, you can stay in this kind of equilibrium, but it's kind of a false sense of peace, and you don't like anything that's false anyway. You know, you don't like to be lulled into a false sense of security. So you have to make a decision.
And how is it that I have that ability just by thinking and acting on it?
No,
or?
It comes natural to you. It's very natural. You may not even, I mean, it's hard for me to explain it to you because I don't know what your spiritual background is, but it's like you have, almost is a thought process with you. It's almost like you can think things into happening, you know. I think you use it, like, I don't know, if for some reason I'm seeing the mall and you make a parking lot or a parking space appear somehow.
I do that sometimes.
That's part of it, and you can actually apply that to other areas of your life, not just parking spots. You can, you know, and it's almost like you, I don't know, you've had this ability since you were a kid. I see you in high school for some reason, and I see you using it in high school. I don't know if you trip people. Or if you made their lockers fly open, or I don't know. But it's almost that tangible, you know.
That's true. I do have that ability. I don't know why. I just do. It's weird to explain it.
Yeah, and so you can apply that to your love life. You can apply that to any part of your life you want to. And that's what I said. As long as you're doing it with love, and you know, because it's so powerful that if you were doing it for darkness or shadow, it would be scary. So it's good that you're have a loving nature. You know, although I wouldn't want to crush you. You know,
No. I would never do anything to anybody. Never. Never.
Right. Mm-mm. So that having that kind of power, you know, it's good that you have that kind of power. So it's, you know, so you can make it happen for you. You can make it happen for you. You just have to just know that, and you have to make a decision soon, because it's you know. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I won't take your time because I know there's other callers. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
I think of something I was already aware of but didn't really quite think about. But thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too. Okay. Once again, I want to thank Angie because Angie just donated. Thank you so much, Angie.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's so sweet. So I told her, give us the phone number and you'll get back to her. With different dates that you can do her reading. And that's fantastic. The last caller, Risha, is not answering, so I'm going to try one more time. Risha, are you there? No. Okay, so they're probably getting a reading from somebody else right now. anyway, tonight was a donation night. And unfortunately, or fortunately for me, Angie was here, and other people did not donate, but that's okay. If you want to donate in the future, anything you can afford for my dad, and who has Alzheimer's, I'm trying to keep him at home for as long as he lives. You just need.
And really, it's not just about donating to your dad. It's just about paying it forward. All of us have been in a position where somebody has randomly helped us out. And I always think in those situations, you know, after I say thank you, I always think I will pay it forward. And when I help someone and they say, what can I do? How can I help you? You know, what can I do to you know, because you helped me. And I'll say, pay it forward. So this is an opportunity to pay it forward, you know, just for whatever reason. Because somebody has helped you before, it's an opportunity to pay it forward.
I know. And, like, you know, when I, like, seriously, when I do things for people, like, oh, it was so fun. I was at the grocery store. Well, anyways, I'm not going to go into it. But when I do things for people, I don't look for a return. I'm not, like, looking for some great reward. It's the reward within yourself that you have done this. That is the
right.
great reward. Because, you know, Jesus, everybody needs help. It's about helping each other. It's about loving one another. And that's the bottom line. So,
yep,
and...
absolutely.
Yeah, so... But, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not saying, you know, that people that didn't donate are jerks at all. But, I mean, if you did have $10 to donate and you didn't, then, you know, for in exchange for a fantastic reading, you know, then I don't know what to say. I don't know. You can't, you know, you can't really, I can't judge people, of course, but...
Well, see, there we get back to that shadow side of ourselves, and you know, we, you know, it's okay to have those thoughts.
Right.
It's okay to sometimes to have that. You can't have light without shadow, and it's very important that we embrace that and not be so harsh on ourselves to, you know, always not feel. You know, that's you never want to shut down your feelings. You know, in that respect. You know, and you're not a bad person because you think bad thoughts once in a while. Or
right,
judge
no.
people, you know, once in a while. We all do it. It's just when we act out of the judgment that we kind of get ourselves into trouble, you know?
Totally.
We can still think about it.
Yeah.
Don't be so hard on yourself. You're a wonderful person, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not always wonderful, but none of us are. So, I mean,
no.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not wicked. I'm not, like, hatching up freaking hamsters in my backyard or anything like that.
No, you're feeding deer so they no longer have to go into the woods and they're going to live in your backyard.
I know. I wish they would all come around all the time. I mean, it's so funny because I could be like Snow White in 1 second and then the
I
next
know.
Second a mobster. You know what I mean?
You feel like bursting into song and all the birds fly down and
you know, but I got to say, that guy, James Luce, you guys, check this guy out, too, man. He, like, he freaking, you know, Yvette, you even said he totally nailed me.
Oh, my God,
mean?
He nailed you. He nailed you.
Like,
I was like,
oh, my God, this freaking guy, never talked to him before, and he just, like, totally said my whole personality in a paragraph. You know what I mean?
From your voice. He does it on the vocal vibration, which I thought was really cool. And that's, you know, that brings us back to there are so many different kinds of readers out there. And so you can get so much spiritual help from people, you know. So you just have to, you have a responsibility to be open to the reading however it comes to. So.
Totally.
We as readers have a responsibility to be the best that we can be when we give you messages, you know.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is just one thing I want to mention. If anyone would like for me to pray for them and put them in my green healing light of healing light every night, I imagine everybody that asked me to put them in this healing circle of light, I will include you guys or whoever wants to be in it. I have so many people in it right now. But, I mean, it doesn't cost anything. And it's like it also brings me to being conscious about other people and who's, like, you know, ill or something or going through whatever. It's like, yeah, please, if we all prayed for each other, what a wondrous thing we could do. How much we could do. Vibration of this planet, you know. So
I agree.
Not to sound like a hippie freak, but
okay, all go hug a tree now.
Anyways, thank you, Yvette. We will talk very soon, and thank everybody tuning in tonight. And thank you, Angie. You're an angel.
Thank you, Angie. And I'll be contacting you very soon.
Yes. Okay. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night.
Living hell of another world.
Step out of the world you see.
You do not respond.
The Supernatural Radio Show. Open up your mind.
We programmed your brain.
The Supernatural Radio Show.
You must learn to obey.
Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. The Supernatural Radio Show.